online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
The government's given the go-ahead for a new tunnel to be built under the Thames linking Kent and Essex. It's going to be built from the A2 east of Gravesend beneath the river to join the M25 the other side at Tilbury. Joe's got the story.
Well, we've been waiting years for this decision, which is all about reducing congestion at the Dartford crossing. The idea is it'll take some of the strain off the current tunnels and bridge by becoming an alternative route, particularly for lorries heading to and from Europe. Natalie Chapman's from the Freight Transport Association, which represents HGV drivers.
Anybody that uses the Dartford crossing regularly will know that pretty much on a daily basis it snarls up. But not only do we need additional capacity, actually what we also need is some resilience in the road network as well. And that's what Option C will crucially give us.
The Transport Secretary says the project will create 6,000 jobs and boost the economy by £8 billion. But people who've been campaigning against it, including Bob Lane, aren't happy.
Thousands and thousands of vehicles that use the M25 will still go down the A228 through Dartford, get held up at the tunnels and go through that route. A crossing east of Gravesend will not cure that problem.
So what's the timescale for all of this? Well, it's thought it could be about 10 years before the tunnel is open. Paul Spina is current chief exec of the group in charge of a massive housing development in North Kent, known as Ebbsfleet Garden City. He says that works for them.
It will take a long time, obviously, to plan and deliver properly. I think the most important thing is today's announcement gives certainty that the government is very keen to address the challenges of traffic congestion in this area, and particularly to help not only this economy but the national economy.
Well, even though the new tunnel is going to be built, £10 million will also be spent on even more ways of reducing delays at Dartford.
KMFM News.
Police have now confirmed an 18-year-old woman died after being hit by a train in Tenham last night. Transport officers and paramedics were called to the station at about 9:30 and spent several hours there. She was pronounced dead at the scene and it's not being treated as suspicious. Around 13 firefighters are at the scene of a fire at a sports pavilion in Gillingham this lunchtime. Three crews were called to reports the building in Sallyport Gardens was well alight at just gone midday. Figures today show unemployment has risen in Kent for the third month in a row. The number of people out of work and claiming benefits rose by 485 in March, taking the total to 19,610. But across the country, more people are now in work than ever before. Ashford MP and Work and Pension Secretary Damian Green says that's because we have a stronger economy.
We took tough decisions some years ago that meant we're getting our public finances back into shape. But at the same time, we've cut business taxes. We've made Britain a better place to do business.
Two people have been treated by paramedics after a crash between a Range Rover and lorry just outside Maidstone. Three fire engines were called to the crossroads in Marden Road in Staplehurst at 6:15 this morning. A passenger in the cab of the lorry had to be taken out on a spinal board. Several new free schools are going to be built in Kent under plans to create thousands more places for pupils. The government's given the go-ahead for them today in a bid to give parents more choice about where to send their child. There's going to be new secondaries in Dartford, Canterbury and Medway, along with primary schools in Maidstone, Gravesham, Folkestone and Medway. Simon Beamish is from the Lay Academies Trust, which is planning to open three new sites by 2019.
Two of which will be in the Maidstone area and one in Medway. So we're absolutely delighted. We are making a big commitment to providing more high quality school places in the region. And we also see this as a real vote of confidence in what the Trust has been doing for the best part of the last decade.
And the stars of the new film about the Hatton Garden robbery have been on the red carpet in London for its premiere. It tells the true story of what happened when a group of OAPs broke into an underground safe in London 2 years ago before stealing millions of pounds of jewellery. Former EastEnders actor Larry Lamb plays Dartford ringleader Brian Reader.
People talk about it glorifying crime, but I don't think it glorifies crime when all the participants all finished up in jail, except the one odd guy that managed to get away. So it's all a case of, like, having one last go.
The Hatton Garden job is in cinemas from Friday.
Sport with passmores.co.uk. Sheds, chalets and garden workshops where quality comes as standard.
Borussia Dortmund's players have returned to training as police reportedly investigate an Islamist link to three explosions that targeted their coach. A letter left at the scene last night apparently mentions Germany's involvement in the fight against Islamic State in Syria. The coach was taking players to a Champions League game with Monaco, which will now take place this evening. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.